Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's go to the Action Network. If you've never been to actionnetwork.com, live site, you see all the live odds and all the live gambling that comes in on it. It's a really cool site. Can't recommend it enough. Plus the app, too, the Action Network app. If you're looking for an edge, you could download the free Action Network app, get live odds and expert analysis for every single game. And we go to the wait4.com hotline to bring in John Ewing
John.
Of the Action Network. Morning to you, John.
What's going on, fellas?
Nothing but John. So when Vegas does the odds on this game, because you know you're talking about the Falcons are 13-point underdogs, do they take into account the hatred between these two teams?
No, not really. I mean, this is all about performance, what these teams have done this season, and the line pretty much tells you everything you need to know. The Saints are a Super Bowl contender. The Falcons are not, and that is why they're a double-digit favorite here. But when I analyzed this game, when we ran 10,000 simulations of this matchup, we think this line is a little inflated. We have the Saints winning, but it's closer to 10 points on average. So this line is inflated because the Saints have looked so good, because the Falcons have struggled. No doubt the Saints should have an advantage here. We specifically call out the biggest mismatch in this game is the Saints passing offense versus the Falcons pass defense. I mean, in Drew Brees' return from injury, he had 373 yards and three touchdowns, and he's going up against this pass defense for the Falcons that grades out as 36.4 in coverage per Pro Football Focus. So Brees should have a good day, should have his way passing the ball. But this line still a little high. If you want to lean into that, it's a rivalry. Maybe there's a little value there taking the points with the Falcons.
You know, we were talking about this before. John Ewing of the Action Network at actionnetwork.com and the app as well. John, and this is outside of football. We'll get back to football because there's so much to talk about within football. But as it relates to the Hawks, the news about John Collins this week, you know, he's going to be out for 25 games with this suspension. Won't be back to December 23rd. On a futures bet, the win total for the season for the Hawks, can you tell me what the win total, do you know off the top of your head by any chance what the win total was for the Hawks for the season, and how does that affect, you know, a suspension like this would affect, you would think, the over-under on a win total for a team, correct?
Yeah, so coming into the season, the Hawks' win total was 32.5 games. I reached out to my colleague, Matt Moore, who is our NBA expert, and kind of got a little breakdown from him on his opinion of this. So, obviously, you want Collins in the lineup if you have the over here. This is a player that many thought could take that leap this year, become an all-star. But so far this season, they had a negative net rating with him on the floor. It's obviously early, but that just kind of shows you that maybe, you know, he wasn't having the impact that a lot of people thought he would right off the bat. Of course, you know, they're short on bigs, so that could be a problem for him here. But the biggest thing is that it's only 25 games. That's not a huge sample. And when you're talking only about a 32.5 game over-under, you know, they still have a chance. And we saw in that first game without him, they came back in that fourth quarter, beat the Spurs as, you know, sizable underdogs. Of course, they lost last night as a small favorite to the Bulls. So, you know, if they play 500 ball kind of like that, while he's suspended, you're still in good shape to get your over.
We're talking to John Ewing from the Action Network on Sports Radio 929 The Game. There are teams out there that people just don't like Duke basketball, for example. Do you see more bets against these type of teams just so people can root against them?
Yeah, I mean, Duke is what we would call a public team. They've been good for so long that the games they play attract a ton of action. I don't know a lot of people that are betting against them just because they hate them. Maybe, you know, you get the emotional hedges is what you're kind of leaning in towards. So, yeah, if you're a fan of North Carolina or something, maybe you put a little something on Duke. You root for your Tar Heels, but then if they don't win, at least you make a little bit of money. But with teams like Duke, you just see an increased amount of handle of action, and it's always good for the bookmakers. They love action, and the more tickets they can get, the better for them.
Talking with John Ewing of the Action Network. Let's get down to cases here. Big game of the week, of course, is LSU-Alabama. LSU number two in the nation in the first college football committee poll. Alabama number three. LSU goes into this game in Tuscaloosa without one of their star linebackers, Michael Divinity, who has left the team. Alabama comes into the game with question marks, even though we've seen video, John Ewing, of Tua Tagovailoa being able to move around in practice. That's one thing. The game will be another. And we saw that Mac Jones is every bit the four-star quarterback that we thought he was as his backup last week. How do you see this game playing out, and how do you like Alabama as a 6.5-point favorite?
By our power ratings, we make Bama a 6-point favorite on a neutral field. Then you add in home field advantage, and we think this line should be closer to 9 points. So you're getting them anywhere. I'm seeing lines anywhere from 5.5 to 6.5. So definitely shop around for the best price, but we like the tide in this spot. Something else that's really interesting from a historical standpoint, Bama coming off a bye week. We've seen historically ranked teams off a bye playing at home have covered nearly 60% of the time since 2005. So give Saban extra time to rest and prepare. And Tua is a game-time decision, a true game-time decision. But like you said, even with their backup in there, he still looked really good. So I like the line here. I think it's a little depressed because of the Tua potential injury situation, but I think you're getting the tide at a discounted price. So I would lay the points here with Bama.
How do you feel about the over in this game? I mean, you're talking about Joe Burrow, who's put up pinball numbers. You're talking about the Alabama air attack with those four wide receivers, even though I know LSU's had a pretty good defense, but no Michael Divinity this week. How do you like the over on a kind of a shootout between these two?
Yeah, we think the over is the right side. Again, using our power ratings, we project the over-under to be 69 points between these two teams, so it's at 62.5 right now. So there's a ton of value. I know a lot of times people think Bama LSU, the first thing that comes to mind are those great defensive matchups we saw in years past, but that's not the team they have this year. Both of them employ second and third in passing offense with their star quarterbacks. They run up-tempo. They are very efficient. They run a ton of plays. And so all of that leads to points, points, points. And this is a huge total, but we don't think it's high enough. We like the over here as well. So Bama to cover and the over.
All right, John, one quick final question here. A lot of Clemson fans are in their feelings about the rankings being left out of the top four. Right now, would you on a neutral field favor Clemson against any of those top four teams?
Yeah, the only teams we would have Clemson as an underdog to right now are Ohio State and Alabama. And it was close. They'd only be a 2-point dog to Ohio State, a half a point to the Tide. Against a team like Penn State, that is currently number 4 in the selection committee's ranking, Clemson would be favored by 10.5 points over
wow.
the Nittany Lions. So
wow.
Clemson doesn't have anything to worry about. I think they're going to get into the Final Four there. But at least, you know, they can at least hang their hat on the fact that in terms of true ability, they're definitely one of the top four teams in the country.
John, we appreciate your jumping in here. Thanks much.
You're the man.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.